Destruction is everywhere, and men are being trampled beneath the soil, and nations great and small have now begun to fall. Oh, come,
let us go back to God. Let's go back to God.
The earth is in a blaze. The world is in a maze. The way of life.
Let it shine on me.
Well,
let it shine on me. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Let it shine on, let it shine on, let your to claim his children here. And if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear. Passing brighter as I go, and I want the world to know his precious blood your soul will cleanse. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again to claim his children here. And if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear. Singing every day, take the straight and narrow way. Let Jesus in, turn from your sin. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again to claim his children here. And if you will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Test it.
A toot,
wow.
A toot, blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him.
Listening to 91.5 FM.
He makes company jump when he plays
WMFM Medford Tufts.
He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump eight to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-da-da, do-do-do-do, he blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, 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 da.
Hello.
I thought
Mercury retrograde was over. There's a lot of wacky things happening in the studio right now. But we all invite it. We all invite the spirit. We all invite all the spirit, basically, that we need. We invite it all. We invite it all to come in. You know, it's been a little wacky. And I have this, like, World War II playlist. Literally. It's literally songs from World War II. And so I'm like, oh, put this on right now, because that's the kind of music we need. I mean, you know, there's no bombs flying anywhere, and, you know. Thank God. It's not that serious, but, you know, when I think of when we have a disaster, you stay calm through it, you know. You stay nice and mellow and play some Glenn Miller. Stay tuned on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're here until 3 p.m. Thank you.
Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages. Rock, rock. You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
But the cry, and nobody's crying but me. Friends all over, no, I'm trying forget about how much I care for you. It's all over, but the dreaming, poor little that keep trying to come true. It's all over, but the cry, and I can't get over crying over you.
It's all over but the grind,
and nobody's crying but me.
Friends all over, no, I'm trying
to forget about how much I care for you.
It's all over but the dreaming, poor little dreams that keep trying to come true.
It's all over but the crying,
and I can't get over crying over you.
Testing 1, 2, hello. Hello, 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 hello. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, freeformed radio.
that this heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
If I should write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too, that book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. And if I should paint a picture too that showed the loveliness of you, my heart would be like my heart and me.
Okay, we're back. I'm sorry that the inspirational speaking must wait till now, but it's okay. We were having throughout the whole show, Spirit was having a ball at my expense. And sometimes things don't happen until they're supposed to happen. Weird stuff has been happening, like they locked my keys in the car so I wouldn't go somewhere. And sometimes they delay certain things from happening. Like, for some reason, they didn't want me talking until now. And so, you know, we are enlightened spirits. And we both, all, everyone listening. And we just go with the flow. And I figured out, I did a lot of troubleshooting right now and figured out a lot of stuff. So, thank God for that. Anyway, so let's take some nice dive in. Inhales, exhales. Yes, that's right. Inhale and exhale. This is the glory of the spirit right now in inspirational speaking. We activate the brain. We activate the mind. We activate understanding. This is the channeling. The channeling within that is always going to get us to our highest, greatest good and open up a space of consciousness. See, we do not need to be in prison of our mind. We don't need to be in a place where there's limitation. We are expansive beings and freedom. The concept of freedom is here. We're always going to talk about freedom. We're always going to feel good about the energy and the source of freedom and living in the highest light, the highest good, the highest magic. here in the most beautiful capability that we could, and living in the best, highest accordance of love, life, and energy right here and right now. And we're letting go, and we're detaching. We're detaching. You see, we got to detach from these things that we believe that we need. We need to detach from people, places, and things. This is the energy right now. If you're living in the city, everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, everybody's moving in, everybody's moving out. And in this energy of everybody moving in and everybody moving out, we come to understand and we come to realize that the transition is taking place. We come to understand, we come to realize a transition that is always taking place right here and right now, right here in the cosmic source and the cosmic good and the cosmic light that always wants to shine upon us. No matter where we are, no matter where we go, it is a cosmic connection right here and right now with the energy. It is a cosmic connection right now and here with the energy. And the infinite spirit says, let there be light, and let there be light in the love of the hearts of spirit. Let there be the infinite good that shines upon you and shines upon our days right now. And then in that days and intertwining into as we go into transition, and we go and we realize that we're free. We go and we realize that when we're attached to things, we start suffering. We understand that when we are attached and we're holding on, that's where all the suffering is. We do understand that. We must understand this. We must be reminded that that is why there's a whole grieving process when we cross over to the other side. Because there is the unknown of understanding the unknown of life after death. There is the unknown of understanding that we just do, we continuously go on. Even if we go through breakups or we have fallouts with family and friends, and all of a sudden we're not in touch anymore, that sadness, that grieving that happens, but understanding that we're all family in the spirit world and we're just playing a temporary role here. We're playing temporary characters in a movie. And so we're all going to see each other again, but we're all helping each other. No matter what role we're playing with each other, no matter what role, no matter what assignment we said we're going to do to help each other, it's a temporary experience. And in that temporary experience, we play. In that play and then that freedom, we are creating the best life possible. We're creating the best life that we have for ourselves. We are creating, you know, Sunday service did not go the way that I planned today. It did not run smoothly, but I'm so grateful for that, because in the moment I did what I could. And in the moment I asked for help and I asked for God. So sometimes we need to get close to our faith. Sometimes it's not about just delivering a message. Sometimes God and the infinite spirit and angels are here to remind you that you're not that connected to your faith. You're not really believing. And we got to remind you that you need to believe. And we got to do it through things like this. Sometimes we got to stop you in your tracks. Sometimes we got to delay your plans and your situation. Sometimes we got to hide things, take things away, lose things, make you lose things. Sometimes because you need to stop dead in your tracks and realize and understand the moment. You have to be present. And to connect with angels, you got to be present to connect with God. So if you're running around thinking about how you're doing something, you're running around thinking about how something's going to sound, how something's going to be planned out, how your actions are going, how you're moving through the day and how people are seeing you, but you're not in connection with the substance and you're not in flow and you're not in connection with spirit, then it's meaningless. We must be connected with spirit. We must be connected with God. We must be connected with the true beauty that is within us. That is the vibrant message of the day. That is the vibrant, beautiful lesson of the day. Nobody can take away anything from you, you see? So what are we losing? You're actually not losing anything in the end. What do we have to lose? You actually have nothing to lose. What are you fearing? The only thing you should be, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Because what happens when we cross over the other end? We're still here. We're still eternal. Look at the world around you and look at the turmoil. But then you look at the good and you look at, what do I want to be a part of? I could be a part of the chaos and confusion and turmoil, or I could be a part of a solution, clarity, and I could problem solve. You know, we have a choice every single day, and those choices are going to bring you to exactly your abundance and your billions and your riches and all the goods and all the things that you wanted. You know, we got to think about that. And we're programmed to believe that we can't have the things that we want to have, and it ain't true. You can have every single thing you want. It is endless. It is limitless. The universe wants to just keep giving and giving and giving. The universe doesn't want to end the beautiful, miraculous giving. So when you understand that, you understand the uniqueness of who you are, and you understand the uniqueness of where your potential is, you'll just start asking the universe for things, and then it'll just start showing up. And when it starts showing up, what happens? You get the confidence to get more things. And you're just like, how easy this is. How easy it is. How easy it is to say, this is what I want. And then you have it right in your hands. How easy it is to have this. How easy. How easy. How easy life is, and how life will always be for you. But you just got to tap in. You got to tap into source once it happens. And that means you got to be present. So if you're doing whatever you're doing about your day, whatever it is, and things don't go your way, understand you asked for that. You asked for the breakdown. You asked for the inconvenience. You asked for that spiritual sign to come in and to take over. You asked for it. And utilize it. Utilize it, baby. Understand its growth and understand its magnificent potential and the effect it has on you. So this has been a wrap. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free from Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I love you so much. I hope you were able to feel the love. Even though it wasn't a regular Sunday service, it was a beautiful Sunday service, and it was the Sunday service you needed, and what I needed, and what we needed, we both needed here. I love you. Have a great day. I'm going to leave you with the Beach Boys. I'm going to leave you with some Brian Wilson's beautiful words. I just wasn't made for these times off the Pet Sounds album. Have a beautiful rest of your Sunday, and happy moving.
Looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. Trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes. Every time I get the inspiration to go change things around, no one wants to help me look for places where new things might be found. Think I got something good going for myself, but what goes? Just wasn't made for these times.
right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.